Way, way back in the 1980s, secret government employees dug up famous guys and ladies and made them using genetic copies. Now the clones are sexy teens now. They're gonna make it if they try. Loving, learning, sharing, judging. Time to laugh and shiver and cry.
Hello and welcome to Nextbox Gamer Radio episode 31. I am your host, UT Crazy, and today we are joined via Skype with DeepRonix. Hello?
Hello.
And I submitted Nextbox Solo to...
We're just going to change the name of the show.
No, because if they accept it for Nextbox Solo, they're accepting it... Because I sent them the... Episode 31, the best of. So, if they're accepting it for Nextbox Solo, they're not accepting it for a gamer radio show. So,
it's next of, best of.
What?
That was best of.
Yeah, I know.
That was part of gamer radio.
I know.
So, exactly, why did you send that to say we're going solo?
Because I said that episode is... part of Nextbox Game Radio, but I'm planning to start a new show, Nextbox Solo. The only opinion you really need to hear.
Why are you planning to start a new
show? Because they've not accepted us in the past, so I'm pretty sure the episode 31, the best of, was our best episode, and we didn't even talk about games.
Yeah, we'll just change the name. I don't want to go episode 1 of Nextbox Solo.
Well, we're not going to say episode 32, because we haven't done 32 episodes of it.
Well, we'll just say we're changing the name.
Yeah, so we'll go back to 1.
Why would we go back to 1?
Because it's a completely different show.
It's a completely different... We'll probably talk about things.
No, we'll talk about different stuff, because it's a different show about different topics.
Oh, really?
It's like saying that BinRev and, like, InfoNomCon are the same.
Basically, they are.
Or BinRev and Gamer Radio...
Okay, they're completely different.
Exactly.
No, but they're...
What?
Nothing.
Okay. They're both in the scene, that's it. Okay. So, in the IRC today, we have, like, 100 people, so I'm not gonna name any of them. But, they're cool. Now,
I repeat... Situation, pretty gay.
What situation?
The situation that we're starting all over again.
Why?
Because it is.
No.
Yeah.
I said how.
Well then, the best should be episode at 1.
It is.
It is.
Sure, why not? But that's Nextbox the best of. That's like combining all of our personalities into this show. So that
my personality doesn't exist in the scene.
You're not in the scene.
Well, what
Nextbox
is
isn't in the scene of hacking. It isn't a hacking show.
Whoa. You know what the hackers are?
What?
I'm not even going there.
Good.
Because I could. Never mind.
No, you're not man enough.
What? Just saying they're all gay and retarded. Hacking is retarded. Because
you don't know what hacking is.
That's
you don't know the first thing about hacking. You don't know what hacking is about. You don't know what hackers do.
But I'm just
you don't
saying
know how hackers
retarded.
Think. You can't judge anyone before you know them. You can't say the scene is retarded. We have an amazing scene here. You don't know anything
what
about
scene?
Hacking, so you don't know anything about the scene.
On show?
What?
What scene?
The BinRev scene.
And is BinRev in charge of it?
Well, they kind of host it.
The scene. They host the scene.
Yes. They
okay,
host
there,
the
there
scene,
you have
they
a,
host a scene.
You have a retarded leader right there.
No, you don't, because Stangdog isn't the leader.
Well, who
it's
is?
It's like a group of people, everyone in the DDP. They're
who's
the main
leader?
Leaders of...
Every group has a leader to it.
Voodoo Hal.
Oh, Voodoo Hal later.
No, I'm just naming all the people. And Doug.
So basically, DJ everyone
Sub-Zero,
on Binro. Everyone on Binro.
No, I'm not a leader. I'm not a DEP member.
Are you on? Exactly. I said, like, I meet and every DEP member.
Yeah, they're all part of it because they will contribute something to it. If it was just Stank Dog, it would suck.
So basically,
because
it's like
they combine all the talents of all the DEP people.
Binrev, DEP, or what the hell they're called.
Yeah.
Are basically hacking cops that deserve to get cut.
No, they're a group of people that come together to share a common knowledge of information.
It's sort of like the Nazis, you know? They came together and shared their hatred about the Jews together.
Yeah, it's kind of like any community, Taylor.
Kind of like
you could refer,
Snake Dog, especially.
We come together to share our common liking of...
Yeah, but we don't have a scene. We're not being like an army of black gamers.
He's not like getting, recruiting people for an army. People join and do whatever they want.
Mastermind, that I'm not.
We've talked about Stank Dog too much. It's like
it's
like me saying, okay, here is the worst website in the world, and I give you the link. We say it on the show. Then everyone goes to the website, and they see this worst website. We're just producing page hits for them. We're just getting more people to visit their site. And
I'm not saying to. I'm saying because everyone does listen to Binrev. I'm saying. Binrev is secretly recruiting for you. He's a pirate monkey.
Okay, they're treating a pirate monkey.
Zombie.
Army. Zombie army.
Ninjas too.
What, ninjas? Okay then, Taylor.
So if you want to be part of that crazy army, you go ahead.
I will. Once I get back in there.
You disgust me.
You disgust me and your Gaia. You're way too involved with all these things in your life.
Why am I involved? I'm not part of like a little...
You're involved with everything. Gaia, what do you think those moderators are going to do at the end of Gaia? They're going to recruit everyone for like a huge villain of super monkey army men
really?
To kill George
I'm sorry,
Bush.
They won't do that. They're going to do anything and the Gaia, they're going to ban me.
Yeah. They probably will, because you're always trying to scam people. And
I've come and people have reported me lately, and everything. I've been warned, like, 3 times this week already.
You suck.
Do I?
Yes.
I'm just standing up for what I believe in.
Yeah, so am I. I don't believe that...
I thought you were doing, but then, you know, you gave in.
Gave in to what? I just don't want
to.
If you've listened to Endif, then you can hear my whole perspective on the whole thing.
Yeah, I listened to it unfortunately.
If you, I don't think hate Stank Dog.
He was a really good guy.
Yeah, I don't hate Theta either.
Well, you had a big, huge argument.
We had a big argument, but we solved it.
Did you solve it?
Yes. We came to a common ground.
When was this?
It's like coming up to... It's like climbing up a mountain, and
the,
you're both climbing up at the same time.
You
and then you both fall down.
I'm ending this immature conversation. Yeah. That was not solving the problem.
We ended it. We both were real men and ended it. We didn't just stop
it. You ended as enemies.
No, we didn't. We weren't enemies.
I'm afraid
do you think I could go up to Theta and say, do you hate me? And he'd say, yes, I hate your guts. It was just a little argument.
I hate a lot of people at school, and if they're going to tell, if they're going to ask me, do you hate me? I'm going to say no.
Because you don't want to, like, if you hate them so much, there's obviously a reason, so. But I don't think Theta hates me. He's probably forgotten about me, and I don't care. As long as we ended on a common ground, which we did.
Theta's probably rotting in hell right now.
We ended on a common ground. It doesn't matter if we're on the ground of enemies, we're on the ground of friends, we're on the ground of acquaintances, we're on the ground of neither of us just don't care anymore. It doesn't matter what ground we're on. We both ended on the same one.
Still.
Still?
I used to be like you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
At least I'm standing up for what I believe in.
I do, and I'm doing that now.
I don't believe that
Stank is...
But you
just don't want people to hate you.
I hate Stank because I don't...
want people to hate me. Look, tons of people hate me.
Tons of people hate me. I don't care what people think of me on the forums.
Really?
I say whatever I like.
You. Is that why you apologize?
I didn't apologize. I never apologized.
You did apologize. You apologized in the forums.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you.
Said
I heard that on NDF. Who was that? UT Crazy Imposter?
No. I never apologized, though.
Yeah, you apologized in the forum. You're like, I regret everything I said about Stankdaw.
I don't really regret it.
Well, why did you say that in the forums?
Well, I just wanted to say that I regretted saying some things. I didn't regret the whole thing. I think it was just plain rude for him to take our show off the...
You contradict yourself all the time.
I said, it all comes down to, it's just...
You regret anything, and then you... And then you say you regret everything.
No, I don't regret everything. I said I regret saying some things. But I said it all comes down to, it's just plain rude taking off my show because he misread my email. When I was just trying to be truthful and I was even trying to be nice when I was saying it. I could have said a whole lot worse. You are running the worst DDP thing ever. You keep on saying, oh, I'm doing this all for free. Well, get it working first and then put it out for free because it's just a load of crap. Because you can't, my show's constantly missing slot, and, okay, whatever, I just stopped saying, my show's constantly missing my spot, but, yeah, I was pissed off, and I,
are we still recording?
Yeah, and I don't regret saying that, the first
Good,
part of what
I'd
I said.
I'd rather be the most hated man than the most loved.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because if you were loved, you'd get, like, all these women and all this money, and if you were hated, you wouldn't get anything, really.
Well, see,
you'd
if
get
I
the
was
satisfaction
hated, I'd be, loved for, I'd be loved by retarded people. And let me tell you, I don't like people, and I've said that over 3 times now.
Exactly. And isn't that the point?
So basically, that's what I want to hear, that you're not regretting anything, really. And it was Stankdog's fault, and he's being
It
okay.
was Stankdog's fault, he's being And he can put it whatever way he wants.
Yeah, frankly, Stankdog's not gonna back down.
Okay, this is weird.
What?
Person. Jonathan's website. I went to it, and it's some other guy's. It looks really gay.
Okay. Why are you on a Pixel website?
Because someone's like, oh, Kamini was saying that she was the editor of it or whatever. But this
I
is really gay. This is the stupidest website I've ever seen. There's no point to it. Anyhow, so it all comes down to, this is what it comes down to, okay? If Stank had read the underlining message to my email, which is please fix it soon, then he would have avoided this whole thing. Because he would have kept my show on the stream. He would have, like, not read the devoted 15 minutes to show about me and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. And, that's all it comes down to. All.
Now, I really want to talk to this one thing, and I was going to tell you at school, and remember I didn't tell you the story.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want, but I'm not... I won't be listening.
What?
And it's sort of insulting the person... But I don't care, really.
Okay.
It's getting me pissed off.
So tell the story.
The whole Dalton and Christian thing.
No, okay, let me put this whole perspective in it before you go into the story. Okay?
Yeah, because...
Personally, okay, before you go any farther. Personally, it kind of... I'm guessing it isn't like a fake, okay? Okay, we'll just explain the story to the listeners that don't know, okay? So these two people, the one guy's always getting beat up by these gangsters because he's a gangster and he doesn't know when to shut his mouth.
Gangsta.
Gangsta. Not a gangster.
Not gangsters.
Gangsters are real...
Gangsters are the guys that have the Tommy guns and the...
There's no real gangsters.
Okay,
we're back recording again. So,
okay,
let me point out the situation to everyone. I don't know if I just restated this, whatever. So
these two guys from our school, they go to our school.
Yeah. They're always getting in. The one guy keeps on getting beat up by these gangsters on the way to school, on the way to from school. I don't know.
How long is your part of the story? I really want to go in.
It's just a few minutes. I just want to explain it and just say my perspective on it. But so this one guy keeps on getting beat up. He has a black guy. And these two people were like punching people supposedly and such. But I mean, I don't think. Hold on. Okay, we're on again. So these two people, they let me check something. It kind of, I don't know if they do this, stoop to this level, but it kind of seems fake to me, because you can tell that he is black guy, but the only reason it seems fake to me is because Dalton's always telling the story to everyone, and Christian's just kind of standing there, and it seems kind of like a show to everyone, like, just kind of proving that he's a gangster. I mean, not that, I don't know, I don't really know him, if they do that or not, just, like, fake the whole thing, but it isn't that uncommon to get in, like, a fight with someone, but, like, twice, and now they're, like, saying that, like, they're, like, following them, and they're, like, gonna see them tonight or something, and so, you go into your point of the story.
I believe what happened is they were taunting.
They were what?
Like, you said they tried to taunt, they were taunting someone.
Yeah.
Because you said they were trying to pick fights with everyone.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, so what they did was taunt this big guy that's a lot older than him and could kick him around like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
He gave a punch. They basically ran away. Or maybe they did fight back, but I believe guys won.
Yeah, the other guys won, because I bet they probably ran away. But they were like...
Dalton.
Yeah.
Especially Christian's not as... But Dalton, he's doing the same. He's like, oh yeah, we were in there with, like, knives, and there's a big knife fight. Took on, like, three of them off. And I cut one of his arm off. And then this guy with a chainsaw. And then, like, it's so unreal.
I know.
And then you should have heard Dalton. He's like, Alex, I walk out of class, it's not because of it, it's because the guys that picked up Christian is coming, and I'm going to kick and Dalton, so strong. And that is what...
You're breaking up a lot.
I know, sorry. Okay. Am I good now?
You're still a bit worse, but I think you just need to slow down on what you're saying, because I don't know what's going on. Skype's been
Know how much strength I have.
Because yeah, me either.
Personally, I don't go around fights. I don't want to fight with anyone.
I know, you don't just go around, you're like, hey, let's fight, so I can see how strong I am, and I can...
You're always trying to push me around. You push me around here, and you push me there. And
hey, you're always trying to push me around. You don't stand up for yourself, though. When someone pushes you, you're like...
So,
oh,
does that matter?
Me.
Does that give you the right to push me around?
No.
Because I don't want to, like, because maybe I'm really weak at my ass. Or maybe I'm really strong, I kick their ass.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Like, the only person I really fight is my brother.
Yeah.
I don't use full strength on him. Because I don't want to hurt him.
Exactly.
And it's just play fighting.
Exactly. And, I don't believe...
So, I don't...
I have ever punched anyone in the face.
Yeah,
really
I don't believe...
Really hard. Or, I don't think even maybe at all. Maybe like a... I don't know. Not a punch.
I've punched people in the face by accident.
Yeah, maybe. But
like,
I've punched people in the shoulder. Because I don't want to punch them in the face. Because the face is what seems to hurt the most.
I will only get if I necessarily have to.
Exactly. Someone like on the street's like, hey.
I'm not going to go on the street and go, come on, punks.
I know.
Want some?
They were just kind of picking fights, so it's kind of really their fault.
Like, you know that Nick kid?
Yeah.
What he does is there's grade... like a year older than me.
Yeah.
And he goes up to them, and same with North. You know.
Yeah.
North.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he goes up to them and makes fun of them.
Yeah.
And then he hides behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna protect you.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, but the whole situation just seems kind of, I don't know, they just seem kind of like they're putting on a show for everyone.
I don't want to insult anyone or make fun here, but I just have to feel I'm pointing this out. Every time I go to school, they're talking about this, so amazing. And I'm like, I'm not pointing.
Yeah, like...
Sorry if I'm breaking.
Yeah, it's really... It's kind of like, I don't know, like, your voice kind of gets, like, lower and then it kind of cuts off a little, but I think you can get the gist of it. So, yeah, the whole thing's kind of weird, but, I guess whatever happens.
And then they're like, the guy came out of the forest and as soon as he saw me, he ran off. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is, I mean, yeah.
Same with some guy. I'm not going to use any names anymore because I don't want to insult anyone. Just in case they do listen. They probably won't, but in case they do.
Yeah.
The one person was playing football. Don't make me tackle you. The last tackle.
Oh, you were really good, and then you were, like, crystal clear, and then it just started.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
Anyways, he's like, don't make me tackle you, or you'll end up in the, like, the guy on my football team.
I think probably the only good thing about recording over the phone is it's good quality, usually.
Yeah.
So
this episode might not be great.
It's okay. I think Skype, sometimes it's, like, good, and sometimes it's bad. But I think some episodes we can probably still use the... telephone recorder.
He was like, yeah, I tackled the guy and he's in the hospital now.
Oh, Dalton was like saying, he's like, the guy I like punched, he's in the hospital now. And I'm like, well, then maybe you'll have like a lawsuit on your hands or something. He's like, nope, everyone's gonna stick to the story, no one's telling anyone. My brother said that he just said he heard it at hockey and it's all good.
Yeah, but
don't their, like, parents wonder? If I was Mrs. Your teacher, I'd wonder. Because, like, it'd be like, oh, is
fell down a hill.
Did she ask?
I actually believe that happened.
What?
More than what they say.
Yeah, it would be more, someone was saying that he probably just, like, went by, like, a door handle and, like, slammed it open and then, like, he got a little ring around his eye. But that would hurt.
Anyways, he was like, the guy in the hospital, he's really a nice guy. I sent him, like, a teddy bear. He's a really nice guy.
God, they keep on changing their story. They're like, oh, we hit their guts. If they didn't, like, he's like, really nice guy, don't know
yeah,
why
like,
I him.
Do it, you know? It was just, like, a light push, and he was like, all his bones were broken.
And, I think the good thing about not being on TDPAC Radio, I can watch the OC again.
I can say I hate that show.
Oh, I like that show. I was,
first of all,
I got
I don't
a
know
lot
why I
of
went
people
so addicted.
Interested in a lot of things. I was, like, around me, I was...
people watching.
I know.
The gay people on it.
No, around, like, me...
Like, did you just see Sherry and Tanya?
I'm not gonna say that I, like, stopped, I started people around the world doing stuff, but I can say I started some things at our school. Like, I was, like, I know, I didn't know anyone that watched the OC when I watched it. Like, everyone seems to jump in at the second season, which is playing right now.
It's
but
like,
I was
no,
watching
Billy
it,
Talent.
Like, the first season. Yeah.
I was one of the first 10 that liked that band.
Yeah.
And then everyone loves it now. So
yeah.
I quit.
Yeah. They're a good band, I guess. I'm
and
not, like, a fan.
The football guy.
No, hold on.
Gym
MP3 players. I remember when I was just, whenever I brought my MP3, they're like, oh, you have your MP3 player, that's so cool. Now everyone has them. maybe it wasn't me that started everyone. Maybe someone popular got it, and then they just, like, got one. But I got mine a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't bring my MP3 player because, you know, all my headphones are broken now.
Yeah, I threw out some earbuds that I had, but whatever. I like earbuds, like mine, because, like, normal earbuds,
they're not as chunky. I don't like things being stuck in my ear, but
normal, yeah, like
much more portable.
Yeah, like you can shove them in your pocket, but normal like earbuds, they kind of just,
as soon as you shove mine in my your pocket,
yeah,
they break.
Yeah, like normal earbuds like don't really fit in my ear, but well they do, but they're just not as comfortable. But mine, they kind of like form to your ear. Cause like one way, like there's two the different ones. You can each different ear has a different like one for it, so it's kind of cool. They're really comfortable, but this headset on the other hand isn't comfortable at all. So I wish I had like a little piece of foam or something I could put on this earpiece. It's so uncomfortable. It's more comfortable than the last ones, but whatever. So this hospital guy, football guy.
Yeah, supposedly this guy's in the hospital.
I doubt it. If it was in the hospital, there'd be like people asking questions.
He got cancer too.
Yeah. So, like he ran away like a little crying baby.
Even though it was a baby.
Yeah. I punched a baby. Dalton's like to like Matthew, he's like, hey, do you wanna fight me? And he's like starting then to like the you know. Other people.
Yeah, some people are too addicted to show off.
Yeah, like all those gangsters.
It's like because of the girls, I think.
Probably.
And personally, I couldn't care less of what they think of me.
Exactly.
I'm not one of these guys who need a relationship.
Yeah. I just say hello. As long as I can make people laugh.
I wouldn't say that
much.
That's
my job. I'm not like antisocial. Like,
Am I antisocial?
Well, I don't know, but it's not really like, I just kind of, I'm not like, ugh, girl, I'm going to get away from you, I'm going to walk away right now.
It's just, you know, when those two people started talking to
I tried to make conversation.
The one with her lip pierced?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any real names.
Yes.
So I don't want to offend anyone. Anyways, but I didn't talk to them at all.
Yeah, they're pretty, I like my class a lot. Yeah. There's like no one in there that I hate, really.
No, there's people I don't hate. I can't say.
I hate your class.
Why?
A lot of the people in your class.
I find.
Well, not a lot, I shouldn't say. You know, like. But
at least two people in my class are extremely annoying.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say any names. But
yeah, me
your class
either.
Isn't. Mr. Campbell's class and your class, but there's a lot of the people there I don't like hate. Just maybe three people in your class, and I don't even really hate them. They're just annoying sometimes. But anyway,
it takes a lot for me to hate someone.
Yeah.
No. It used to be, if I didn't like your hair, I hated you. But now it's like I just dislike everyone. I don't hate people.
And
maybe say there's like one or two at the most people I hate at our school.
Yeah, there's probably two, I'm guessing, in the whole school. Maybe. But yeah, the people in the Rant Radio IRC are really weird.
Yeah.
The last one though, like, I'm gonna knife you, bitch, you fucking cheerleader, give me back my jock strap. and I just came in and it's like, so and so takes a dump on Andrew and Wonder Woman. I'm like, you guys are weird. Like, I came into the IRC and they're like, oh, you have a lot of porn on that hard drive, and a lot of hairy nipples, guys' nipples. I'm like, I comment. What did I say? I just came into the IRC, and this is what you're talking about? Sad, isn't it? I'm like, yeah.
May I ask what happened to episode 29?
Yeah. We're gonna have to re-record that sometime. What is that noise?
It's not me.
Well, it was my IRC, and you know what about the IRC, Cha-ching. So
this is why I use a headset.
I use a headset, too.
But how come I can hear stuff in the background?
Because since the way I'm recording it, you can hear whatever I'm playing on my computer. Like, if I'm playing, like, I don't know, what's... Like, if I start going to this website, and this website plays music at the starting, you should be able to hear it. Not a very good song, though.
I think about it over and over again.
Oh, I
hate that song.
I know,
Turn that off.
It's number one.
I still hate it. You know me, I don't like anything that's popular.
Anyway, after a stint in a boy band and a role on a US TV show Summerland, Jesse
McCartney... What exactly does that mean, a stint?
It means...
I don't know how to speak Australian. Bad. What?
Nothing.
It says after a stint in a boy band and a role, except he says role, really. Role. In a, yeah.
Okay. People are trying to come up with... I don't know, maybe it's British accent. It doesn't sound British to me.
I like how you can
even... Hello, hello! And I'm like, that's not British, that's
hello,
not
hello,
British.
Hello, hello, hello!
And I'm like, hello, that's British, don't say that.
I know, except Graham Norton, who's gay.
Gay, whoever that is.
You know, the guy on the TV show. He's like, we're here doing the sex position game.
Oh.
He's like, ooh. Oh my god. Graham Norton effect. Season one. Whoa, they had one season. Wow. I hate websites that are just completely full of ads. Like, all over, and they have ads for making ads, and ads for, do you want to have your ad here, and... Ads just completely covering the whole site, the bottom, the sides, links to websites, the top, there's a big banner, keeps on doing stuff, like AIM.
Cool.
MSN, just one little thing, there's no pop-ups, anything. So, anywho.
You know what's cool?
What?
I'm not going to Mount Mary.
Yeah. So, seems fun.
Well, not to me, it doesn't. But don't let me stop you.
Oh, you know you wanna go.
Well, if I wanted to go, I would go.
Well, it's not too late.
Well, I don't wanna go. So
but
I'm
you
not
do
going.
Wanna go. What about TAS? Australia's longest running chart countdown in all over the map.
Anyways, do you have any topics?
Just that one about... I don't like that song.
Me either.
But
it's
you know
extremely catchy and it gets in my head.
But you know what song? It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Not that huge log song.
Pretty
really.
Good is... That song.
What, is that Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
Or Soft Cell.
Or what about this? That's Marilyn Manson.
No, not that one. That one's extremely long.
It's 3 minutes long.
Well, how come I did, like, I was playing Hacky Sack?
Well, let me see how long Marilyn Manson's song is. Advance. Okay, it is 3 minutes, 19 seconds. So Marilyn
yeah,
Manson
but you
song.
You can enjoy that song. The other song is old and retarded.
No, it isn't old. But you know, it's a good song.
Right now, you have the urge to eat something. When it's through, if you still want to eat, then you're probably really hungry.
What?
think about what I'm saying.
Country. F-A-T, that is me, but I didn't used to be. I was hot, I was hungry, I was loose, I was free. Then I waited in the line for some burgers and some fries.
Super this country.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be nice, take a bite and close your eyes. Round two, what do? I can barely walk around. Jenny Craig, Richard Simmons, but I still love to pound. Hamburgers, Coca-Cola, getting gas from too much soda. Double, double, chunky, chunky, hope this meal is never over. The world is round.
What?
Turn it off.
What about this?
I actually like this song.
Me too.
Looking at people's MSN names. And let me tell you, I'm really sick of the roses and hearts in people's MSN names.
Yeah, I hate those too. You know who has a gay MSN name? This guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh. Bad.
You.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have the best MSN.
You stole mine. You know I said I'm gonna kill Bill the one day I was over, and you took that.
I'm gonna kill Bill.
No, I
Bill
said
Gates, that is.
Because you're like, did you see Kill Bill? You're like, yeah, it was good. I'm like, I'm gonna kill Bill, and you just thought of that. And you combined my saying of it into your MSN name to make something good.
What does your MSN name mean? If there was a save point or a restart button, I might like this game.
Life.
What?
Life. If there was a save point or a start button, I might like this game.
Why would you need to restart life? That would be horrible. Imagine waking up.
And you're just a baby. You've said this.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so, pretty good episode.
Oh yeah, I want to state one thing.
What?
Moderating isn't that difficult.
I know. And then, let me say something.
Big deal about it.
Who?
He's like Stank Dog on episode 85.
You listened?
I was listening to hear your email.
You listened?
And unfortunately, your email isn't like until like the 92 minute.
92 minutes? The show isn't even 92 minutes.
Actually, it is.
It's just, it was maybe like 5 minutes in or something.
Okay, fair be. Well, I'm in 11 and 30 seconds, and I still haven't said it. Okay,
Yeah, so this guy that I wasted my whole time, this guy I wasted my whole time for, is just saying, well, you were too late. I had someone else do it. And I'm like, well, I'm doing it in my own free time. I'm not going to rush and have like it like all done in like 5 seconds.
Who is this guy, the music guy?
This gay guy who has this jazz show.
You're doing too many shows.
I know, I'm stopping doing this Bulletproof FM because they have the newbiest site in the world. And I'm stopping doing this jazz show if he doesn't, like, appreciate what I'm doing.
What about the comic show?
Comic show? I wasn't doing that show. I was just doing voiceovers, and I've even, like, stopped doing that. The only thing I really care about is an Xbox and NDF and Xbox Live, which I've been neglecting for so long.
And playing Ghost Recon 2, you haven't been doing that, which I may add, I'm addicted to it now.
No, you're not. You know
you're
not.
Then why do I continue playing it over and over and over and over and over again? and I haven't played Halo 2 in like 4 days. So I'm addicted to it. So moderating's not that hard. It's not easy, but it's not hard. So, Stank Dog, don't say it's hard, because it's not. It's what you make of it. If you want to make it hard, then it's hard. If you want to make it easy, then it's like medium.
That little bastard. Oh my god, he either blocked me or he just went offline.
How old is this kid?
I don't know, probably some guy. He's all professional. Ooh la la.
What's, oh,
ooh la la, my twinkle toes.
Why are people doing music radio? No one cares. Music radio, talk radio.
Talk radio is good. Talk like, radio is
Death
good.
Clock radio is only good music radio. Because they're like hilarious in between.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
What?
What?
It's all ice.
What?
It's all ice. I tried to do it, earlier, but it's all ice. I took like an axe to it. Anyway, so I was talking about shoveling the driveway.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to do it the one day, like when it was really heavy snow, and I was like, I had the shovel, and I was like jabbing it into it to like get all the ice from under it, because that's the most important part. But then my dad just went with the snowblower and went, and it's all gone now.
Yeah.
It's all better.
God, I hate this.
What?
Oh, I'm just talking to this one guy. I'm doing two tournaments with this one guy. Like hosting the tournaments with these two other guys. During March break. Speaking of March break, I get 2 weeks off.
No kidding. Everyone does.
You get 1 week off, Bowie.
No, I get 2 weeks off.
If you count Mary as a day, a week off.
I do, because I'm not in school.
Well, I get to play Xbox Live, and you can...
Well, you still have to go to school,
God.
So...
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. They're like, oh, we're going to expect you to be at school, or else we'll call your parents.
And I guess I'm going to be sick for a week.
It isn't a week, Taylor. It's 3 days.
No, it's a week.
It's 3 days, Taylor. What a bet.
It's a week in my book.
Not really. It's 3 days. You have to be back there on Thursday.
Why?
Anyway. Yeah.
You're just doing stuff in the gym.
Yeah,
why do
so
I have
are
to
you.
Do?
It doesn't have anything to do with Mount Mary.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Why wouldn't you come? It's just like another day of school. Everyone's back.
Nope. It's another Mount Mary stuff.
No, it isn't.
Mount Mary activities. Then why are you spending the whole activities?
Because it's a fun day.
Fun day. Is that what they call it? No. They call it a Paradise Lake day.
No, because we're not going to Paradise Lake.
Well, you're doing Paradise Lake activities.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing them, all the grade 8s, so the people that are gone are going to be back.
Not me.
Why not? Why wouldn't your parents ever send you?
My parents said I don't have to go the day you're doing stuff in the gym.
I'm sure they did. You probably didn't even know about it.
Yeah, they did.
I'm sure they did. End of discussion, I win.
You're not going to be doing any work. No point in going.
End of discussion.
Remember when I didn't go the last day at school and you said I would?
I never said you would.
Yeah, you said
you just
I
don't
would.
Care about anything, so that's really your decision. You're gonna be like, I'm not gonna go to high school. It really, I'm not gonna continue going to school.
I'm going to school, but
I'm gonna quit at grade 12. College doesn't matter. I'm not gonna have a job because, I mean, my parents let me stay home whenever I wanted, so I'm gonna stay home from my job. Because my parents let me stay home from everything else, so I'm accustomed to staying home whenever I want. So I'm just going to stay home. I'm going to die on welfare.
Here's the facts of life, okay?
Here's the facts of life. You're not going to know how to live in the real world because your parents are always paying for everything you do.
Mark,
and it's going to be too hard for you to even get out.
Why are you talking about parents paying for everything? You're like, the 1 week, a little 2 week. You got loaned like $100 something.
No, I needed to charge it to my dad's credit card because I'm not 18. You had to, too, and I paid him back.
Weeks.
What?
Here's the facts of life.
I paid him back.
Therefore, I'm going to get poor grades in high school. Therefore, I'm not going to make it into university. Therefore, I'm going to get a poor job. Therefore, I'm going to die poor.
Well, what makes you so sure that if you don't go to university, you're going to get a bad job? Haven't you ever thought of, like, getting into a trade? Not going to university?
No.
Trades make a lot
of
money.
I'm not good at anything.
Haven't you ever noticed that, like, plumbers and people like that aren't exactly the smartest bunch?
Therefore,
you get an apprenticeship.
I'm not good at anything, therefore I'm not going to get to do anything.
Believe whatever you want.
Yeah,
You're just not going to be able to live on your own because your, like, parents are just letting you do whatever you want.
Why? That they're letting me decide to not go to a camp that involves religion, which I don't want to do.
Well, they're just letting you do whatever you want. However you want to spin it, Taylor.
Like,
you mean you stay home whenever you want when you're really not sick? You don't go to things that are...
You spent a week home when you weren't sick.
I was sick. You don't know if I'm sick or not, Taylor. I was sick.
You
even heard me. Because you're like, my parents are like, you don't have to go to school today.
I
just faked it, and I was on Xbox Live all day. If you're really sick,
you don't
even go on Xbox Live. You, like, lay down or watch TV or something like that.
Well, you know, if you're really sick, you can't even lay down. You have to collapse on the floor and rot.
No.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're really sick.
Then you're dead.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
However you want to spin it, Taylor, your parents just let you do whatever you want. You're not going to be able to, like, do anything.
Really?
I mean, like, Mount Mary isn't, like, the first time anyway.
Yeah, I know. But why should I do something that I don't want to?
You shouldn't, but your parents just let you do whatever you want.
And why should I?
You're not even accustomed to doing anything you don't want. They're like, Taylor, you're like, some movie star's like, Taylor, you want to go on a date sometime? You're like, no, I don't really want to. I'm going to play Xbox Live.
And why should I?
Because never mind. You're never going to understand until it'll be too late.
Why? Saying that I'm not a slave to society?
You're not a slave to anything. That's the problem. You don't need to be a slave.
Well, why should
but
I
you
be
don't
a
even
slave? Saying you should be a slave in life?
No, you
well,
should.
Well, you can go and be a slave with everyone else.
Doesn't even matter if you're a slave to society. You're just going to have no one at your funeral because you're going to not, like, interact with anyone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Why
so what's
I
the
make
point
friends?
Of living?
Why should I make friends? I'm not a likable person.
You're just so... do whatever you want. You're not going to be accustomed to having to follow things. Like, you're not going to just be able to... Oh, I don't want to go to work today or ever. So I'm going to not go to work.
I have to go.
I'm not going to go to work, but I still want to get paid. So I'm going to go in and tell my boss to keep on paying me, but I'm not going to go to work because I want to play Xbox a lot.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Pretty sure you would. You don't like going to school, which is kind of like a job.
That they do, like, basketball all day.
In school? No.
No, at Mount Mary.
No. You don't even know what they do, but because you haven't had, like, a sibling in Mount Mary, but whatever.
And everything that he said, I didn't like.
Tell you don't have to like everything. You're not going to like life. Life isn't something to like. You just do it.
I don't like
life. I'm surprised you haven't learned that by now.
I don't like life, and I do stuff anyways. And why should I go to camp, really?
Why shouldn't
There's
you?
Only one reason I... Like, two tops reasons I think of that I should go.
Okay. Anyways, I guess Taylor got cut off there. I don't know how. But, it was a nice episode.
Well, it's all... I can't hear you. I can't hear you. It's all staticky. What's going on?
Looks like we got cut off with him again for some reason. I don't know why. It's kind of weird what's happening here. I don't know why is it so staticky. I mean, I can hardly even hear Taylor. What? I'm not being like anything. Hang out. No, you can't handle the truth. Okay, can you handle this truth, Taylor? Okay, I don't want to go to Mount Mary either. But if I'm going to go to Mount Mary, which... If I say I don't want to go to my parents, they're just going to say, well, you're going, it'll be good. You'll enjoy it, because everyone says, well, it doesn't matter, everyone likes it. But if I'm going to go, I'd rather go with someone I can actually go to something that I can... So I can... Like, get past it. I mean, anything I don't want to do, most of the time it seems like you can just be there so I can talk to you, it doesn't matter, can get through it. So, stuff like Mount Mary or Paradise, like whatever, it doesn't matter. But, I thought you just said you hated, like, two people at our school. Well, it isn't really... Okay. If you really don't want to go, I'm not going to force you because you kind of, like, made your decision. But if you're just going to, like...